Well, good morning. You're listening to KRKO. You're almost to your Friday and your weekend, but it's a Thursday. But we'll savor that. We will. We'll make the most of it. Play lots of great songs. We call them Everett's greatest hits. This is KRKO. My name is Tim Hunter. And I debated talking about this because it's one of those things, we'll let the masses decide how ticked off they are. The topic, Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. I mean, my God, I've known that song for a long time. Funny little story about that is I had asked my mom back in the day if she would buy the 45. That's what you did. They cost, I think, 79 cents at the time. And she brought it home from the grocery store. They used to sell them at grocery stores. But she said she almost didn't buy it because Brown Sugar was the hit on one side of the 45. On the other side, a song called Bitch. But Mom toughed it out and bought me the song that I wanted. Thank you, Mom, for that. So I've still got that 45 somewhere in the basement. But the Rolling Stones announced yesterday that they're going to stop playing that song. It was their second most popular song in their tour. But in future performances of their No Filter tour, they will not play Brown Sugar. And at first I'm going, oh, for God's sakes, really? I mean, I really don't know what Mick was saying. I remember here in New Orleans and Women Around Midnight and things like that. So, I mean, what could be so bad about the song? And you still may not think it's that bad, but here are the lyrics. You hear Mick Jagger sing. Gold Coast slave ship. Bound for cotton fields, sold in the market down in New Orleans. Sky Dog Slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him whip the women just around midnight. I had no idea. I get it. If this radio station decides to keep playing it, I'll still try to make out what Mick's saying and not know this. But if the Rolling Stones aren't even playing their own song, I don't know. Whatever you think, drop me a note, tim.hunter@krko.com, or I actually posted the story up on our KRKO Facebook page and would love to know what you think.